Blog Talk Radio.
That everyone had a wonderful week. I've had a trying and busy one, but it was pretty good. Well, my name is Mary Hollis, and I'm the Next Chapter Director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, our ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, "Honor widows that are widows indeed," 1 Timothy 5:3. Sheila, I know that you are just sitting back and listening tonight, but you might need to help me just a little bit so don't fall asleep. And I know that we will have more callers on soon, but I just give thanks to God just to be here today, and he's given me the strength to get through each and every day. I must say I've needed him in this past few days to give me that strength just to move forward. It has been quite busy at work, but whenever I take time to tune God in, saying a verse, or just meditating on his word, he gives me that inner strength just to get through one more time. And I thank him because I really and truly needed him this week to give me that inner strength that I needed. And he always comes through. He did it for me. He'll definitely do it for you. Tonight, our topic is trusting God for our finances. And the objective to that is to learn how to trust God for our finances and ask him to supply our needs. Changing economic conditions exemplify the incapability of finances throughout the world. Instead of placing their trust in the Lord, who promised to meet all of our needs, most Christians trust in their investment, their savings, their retirement plan to ensure security and happiness, only to find their hopes dashed when financial reverses their assets. Many are wasting their lives trying to achieve financial security in a volatile world. Our Heavenly Father, on the other hand, wants us to enjoy a full and abundant life free from the cares and stresses brought by confidence in money and other material possessions. Rather than trusting in a worldly system that cannot assure our welfare or relying on our own weak capacities to provide for our needs, he calls us to depend entirely on him. That's what he wants us to do. Depend entirely on him for our financial need. Because he says over and over again, he will never leave us or forsake us. He will supply all of our needs if we trust in him. Recognize that God is worthy of your trust. Psalms, I think that you might want to take out a pen and a piece of paper and write some of these verses down as I go through the different steps and the ways that God wants us to trust him for our finances. If you will turn or just write down Psalms 12:6, how much can we trust God? It says, "And the word of the Lord are flawless, like silver refined in a furnace of clay, purified seven times." That's how he wants us to trust in him. God's words are flawless. What will happen if you make God promises the foundation of your financial security? Let's read from Proverbs, the third chapter, 5-6. And that reads, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." I think I need to read that one again. That is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." He does. He will do just that. We must trust in him. List the financial areas that are hardest for you to put in God's hand. Prayerfully dedicate them to him. Do you have the areas in your financial situation? Would it be your credit cards, utility bills, tuition, home repair, car repair? I am sure there's some other things out there that you would put on this list. But you will make this list. And what I do too, just the other week, I knew all the bills, the utility bills that I had to pay. I wrote them down and put it on God's, on the Bible, and prayed over and let it stay there. Now, I've paid both of those bills. Now, one of them I haven't paid yet, but I'm going to trust in God that he will work it out. Even if I have to call the company and said, I need an extension until next payday. But I know even if I do that, God will still work it out. So put those lists of your financial needs. That is, and also put the things that is hardest, just like it says, list the financial area that is hardest for you to put into God's hand. Because sometimes we are afraid to put things in God's hand, because we know that we have made mistakes in getting it in the way with where we got it. So he wants us to trust in him and put all of our needs and wants in his hand. Realize that God wants you to live a full and abundant life. How, we're going to read John 10:10. How does this promise apply to financial freedom? Just one second here. If you will give me just one second, so I can turn to that page of John. I thought I did, but I guess I didn't. Thought I had all the page listed. But while I'm looking, we want to trust God with all of, completely, when we put that list to him, just make sure that we leave it there. Okay, John 10:10. John 10:10 reads, "He will come in and go out, and the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it in full." And that was describing here. Realize that God wants you to have a full and abundant life. Does abundant life mean having all the money or possession you want? Why or why not? Well, my answer to that was no. I don't want all the money in the world. God said that he will supply all of our needs. If he can pay off all of my bills, I won't need all of that money. I will just need just enough to keep me comfortable, because I wouldn't have any wants and needs when it comes to my bills, because if he took care of all of them, all I would have is utilities, and I would just want him to supply enough funds to take care of the utilities each month and just to be comfortable. So, because most of the time when you have a whole lot of money, you get people who are calling your family and friends who wants to borrow. Also, so most of the time you're not happy. Money does not make you happy. So I really don't want to have all the money in the world. I just want him to take care of those things that I mentioned before. How about you? What do you feel? Would you want all that money in your life? I know it will feel good that we don't have to ever worry about anything. But if he took care of my bills, I think I'd be quite satisfied. Do you feel you have abundant life right now? It could be yes or no. And the reason why I said yes, because my children, whenever I seem to need funds for their tuition, things that I need for their education, he always seems to supply my needs. Both of my kids received 3 scholarships this coming year. Well, they have received scholarships in the last. My daughter is getting her master's. She's received scholarship each year since she started going to school. My son is in the second year of college, and he's received different types of scholarships. So I feel that I am abundantly blessed because he keeps supplying my needs. And I can say no to that because also, and the reason for saying no, because I have some other bills that I really want him to take care of. And I don't feel like I'm abundantly blessed because I can't seem to get rid of those bills, and I guess it's not time for him to take care of it. So each way, and then plus, going back to the yes, because I am healthy, my children are healthy, so I feel that, and you don't have to be abundantly blessed with money. It can be in good health. I have a home. I've never been in a situation of losing my home, so I am abundantly blessed in many ways. But there's always a but. I wish I could get rid of some of these other bills that I have. And I'll feel like I'm completely blessed. Substitute faith for fear. How does fear interfere with your trust in God? Well, if we do substitute faith for fear, let's go to the scripture. Psalms 27. The Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? He does not want us to have fear. Because if we fear him, we don't trust him. And if we don't trust him, we won't have faith in him. So it's important that you substitute faith for fear. Let's read 2 Timothy 1:7. The two kinds of spirit mentioned in this scripture. Okay, and it reads, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Let me read that again. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, and of sound of power, and of love, and of sound mind. Yes, he does not want us to fear. He wants us to have faith in him and believe and trust in him for all of our needs. During this week, I want you to write down the financial area that makes you fearful. And what after you do that, surrender these to the Lord. And be very specific. Ask God to supply your needs. What is the difference between your needs and your wants? List that down. And be very specific. My needs, I feel that getting more comfortable, I guess, income to receive a higher income, so I will be able to pay my utilities and my other bills comfortably. That's what I feel that I need. But God might think that's what I want. And to those things are my needs. Things that I want would love to have another new car. I have a car right now, the 2001 Toyota Highlander. It's in operating condition, but I wouldn't mind having a new one. That's a want. That's not a need, because I already have a vehicle that gets me to and from different locations. What are some of your needs? Can you separate your needs and your wants? There's so many other things I would like to have. I would like to remodel my whole house because now the colors that I have are colors I've had 20 years ago. So it's time for me to change my whole color scheme. But those are my wants. Those are not my needs. My needs are, I need my brakes to be done. That's a need. I need I got some holes in my gutter in my house. That's a need. That's not a want. So just think about all those things that you need and want. List those things but separate them. And be very specific when you go to God in prayer. Faith requires action as an act of your own will. Ask God to supply your needs. Expect him to do that as an expression of your faith to provide for your needs. You must have faith that God is going to take care of those things for you. believe in that, that he will supply all your needs. He will never leave you or forsake you. Just think about all the things that have happened since your spouse, you lost your spouse. Think of all the things that God has supplied your needs with. He has helped you to get through your emotion up until this time. He's brought new friends and family members around you to help you get through, you and your children to get through what you're going through now. He's also, I'm sure, supplied you with financial blessing. He's done a whole lot of things for us. He's comforted you when you were at your low point, at your loneliness. He had someone to call you, or something that you saw on TV, something that you read. He was always there when you felt like you were at your lowest point. So he will continue to supply your needs. Just have faith in him. Recognize that God is worthy of your trust. He will supply all your needs. So this week, if you will focus on those verses, I will go over those verses again. Psalms 12:6, John 10:10, Psalms 27, Proverbs 3:5-6. And I like that one. Let me flip back to that. Trust in the Lord with all your hearts and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Meditate on those words this week and write down all of your wants and your needs. But first, write down your needs. Give him your wants also. He might also answer those wants as well. But he knows what we need the most, and he will definitely supply those needs. I know he will. Since the beginning, when I first lost my husband, until now, he has supplied my needs and my children. So trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Meditate on that this week. Believe in his word. Trust in his word. Meditate on his word and knowing that you can trust him. Trust him for taking care of your finances. That's what we're talking about tonight, your finances. Giving it to him and asking him to take it over and take care of it in a way that and let his will be done. We have a few more minutes. Does anyone like to say anything about trusting God for our finances? If you like to say something tonight, you can click back on and on to one, and you will be able to come on the air and express how God has supplied your financial needs. And I'm sure that he's worked so many things out for you and I. We have 6 minutes. Well, let me make some announcement. We will be having our 7th anniversary in September, September 18, from 9 to 12 a.m. noon. We will have it at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church off of Glenwood, in Atlanta, Georgia, and we hope that you will be able to be a part of this event. We need your prayers that it will be a successful day. And we just hope that you will continue to be a part of this radio talk show. Give us your support and also spread the word to others. Show them, and we will have other speakers to come on throughout the fall. After the summer is over, we will have different speakers throughout the, not every night, but as often as we possibly can to get someone. But just continue to tune in and support us, and also share the word with other widows. It is important that we reach out to others and help others, because someone helped us to get through what we're going through. Sheila and I want you to know that we are here to support you in any way that we can. Please email us sometimes, give us a call, and let us know how can we help you. And also, how can we make this program a better show? We want you also to be available to volunteer, to take on a show one night. Give Sheila and I a break sometimes. We need your support and your opinions. If you have something that you'd like to share with us and share with others, let me know. My telephone number is, okay, just one second. I have a caller here. Just one second. Sheila from California, you're on the air. Hello?
Mary?
Yes.
Hi.
Yes, we have 4 minutes. And
okay. You know what, Mary? I just wanted to share real quickly, because of when you were talking about sharing how the Lord has provided your needs. And I just wanted to share that my husband passed February of last year, for those who may not know. But he has met every need that I have had. Not only has he met my needs, he's met my desires in my heart. Because, see, I believe that the Lord also gives us, he's the one that puts the desires in our heart, as long as those desires line up with his word. And so he has even met the desires of my heart. For instance, I was looking to go back to work part-time and on some contract work, and a woman called me today and said, hey, we'd love to have you come back. And so, and so I just wanted to share that he has been so gracious. He's been so good. And I had begun to, the Lord always has me write things. So I had written down some things, like you had mentioned earlier, not only my needs, but also my desires. And one of my desires was to go back to work. And so he met that desire today by telling me, having a woman call me and tell me she would come back. But the one thing I wanted to mention also was John 11:14, and that is Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And so even when I wrote out the thing, my needs and my desire, I began to thank the Lord for those things ahead of time. And that story, John 11:41, is the story of when Jesus thank the Lord for Lazarus coming out of the tomb before Lazarus even came out of the tomb. Right. So my only point is begin to praise the Lord. Begin to praise the Father even before something happens. Praise is our the most powerful weapon that we have. And so just begin to praise him for the things that you're asking him for. Oh, so I just wanted to share that.
Thank you so much, Sheila.
You're welcome.
And I understand what you're saying about praising him, because before I kneel, when I kneel to pray to him in the morning, I always read verses of praises to him first.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want to know the reverence him that he, you know, he's worthy to be praised.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would go into my spiel about my day, keeping, protecting me and my children and all those things.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yes, it's so important that we praise him first.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for that testimony, because I'm sure that someone else received that as well.
Okay.
As I did.
All right.
Thanks again.
Thanks, Mary.
Okay. Have a good week.
You too.
Everyone, have a good week, and we just hope that, you know, give us a call. Telephone number is 770-981-9118. Give me a call and let me know. give me some opinion and topics you think we should focus on. And sometimes if you want to volunteer, we are open to any suggestions because we do need opinions from others. And we thank you, and you have a good week, and be blessed. Love you all.
This is my testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when
it's genuine.
You are. But
I had my share
of love
abuse.
Abuse.
Manipulated.
Manipulated.
And it's strength.